Welcome, ECD learners, to the Education Zone, a program brought to you by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. This is your teacher, Miss Chijiri, in our mathematics and science lesson. In this lesson, you will need 10 counters, like stones, bottle tops, sticks, or any ICT gadget for recording purposes. Parents and family members, you are welcome. You are free to assist. Today, we will continue from where we left in our previous lesson on subtraction. Remember, in our last lesson, I gave you some homework. I said you must take 5 counters and take away 1 counter at a time. Then you count what is left. Well, I'm sure you did your work. When you took away the first counter, you remained with how many? From the 5 counters you had and you took away the first counter, you remained with how many counters? I'm sure you remained with 4. When you took away 1 counter from the 4 remaining ones, you were left with how many? Yes, you were left with 3. From the 3 counters, you took away another one. And you were left with 2. From the 2 counters, you took away another one. And you remained with 1. If you did that, you are clever. Very good. During this lesson, we will learn how to minus or to take away from 1 up to 10. Now, boys and girls, I want us to sing a short rhyme. Stand up, everybody. I will sing first, then you will sing after me. 5 little fish standing in a line. A whippy-wapper, one fell down. 4 little fish standing in a line. A whippy-wapper, one fell down. 3 little fish standing in a line. A whippy-wapper, one fell down. 2 little fish standing in a line. A whippy-wapper, one fell down. 1 little fish standing in a line. A whippy-wapper, and it fell down. Well, boys and girls, you can now sing together with me. Let's go. 5 little fish standing in a line. A whippy-wapper, one fell down. 4 little fish standing in a line. A whippy-wapper, one fell down. 3 little fish standing in a line. A whippy-wapper, one fell down. 2 little fish standing in a line. A whippy-wapper, one fell down. 1 little fish standing in a line. A whippy-wapper, and it fell down. Well done, boys and girls. You can sit. Now, boys and girls, I want to tell you a short story about 10 little ducks. Yes, 10 little ducks. These ducks were 10. They went to the river with Mother Duck. The 10 ducks were playing in the river and Mother Duck was watching them. The little ducks were playing and jumping up and down, up and down, up and down. Then mother went to the river stream. She left the 10 little ducks to play on their own. One little duck went away, and 9 little ducks were left. In a short time, 3 little ducks went away, and 6 little ducks remained. Another one went away, and 5 little ducks remained. In a short time again, 3 little ducks went away again, and there were now 2 little ducks left. At that time, mother came back and went home with 2 remaining little ducks. But she was crying, "Quack, quack, 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 my ducks went away, my ducks went away. Quack, 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 my ducks went away, my ducks went away." This is the end of our story. Well, boys and girls, from the story, there were 10 little ducks. When one went away, how many were left? Yes, 9. When there were 9 little ducks and 3 went away again, how many ducks were left? Yes, 6. What about the time when the other one went away? How many little ducks remained? Oh yes, 5 ducks remained. From the 5 remaining ducks, 3 went away again. Boys and girls, how many were left? I'm sure you said 2. If you said 2, you are clever. So, mother duck went back home with how many ducks? Yes, mother duck went back home with 2 ducks from the 10 ducks she went to the river with. Well, boys and girls, when we are subtracting, I said we will be taking away and leaving a few with you. For example, if you have 5 sticks and you take away 1, you are left with 4 sticks. That means to take away is to remove, remove, and remove. I'm sure you now know. To take away is to remove. To subtract is to remove. And to minus is to remove. Now, take all your 10 counters that you have collected. Remember, I said you should have 10 counters. Let us all count them together. Let us count our 10 counters together. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10. From our 10 counters, take away 1. Can you count what is left? Let's count together. 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, we are left with 9 counters. Now, take away 1 from the 9 counters remaining. Now, how many do you remain with? Go on, count them on your own this time. Yes, you remain with 8 counters. If you have 8 counters with you, very good. I want you to take away 2 counters from the 8 counters remaining. Did you take away 2 counters? Yes, I'm sure you did. Let's count together what is left. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, we remain with 6 counters. You are doing well, boys and girls. Now, I want us to take away 1 counter from the 6 counters left. You know what to do. Count the remaining counters. How many counters do you have? Five. Yes. You have 5 counters. If you have 5 counters with you, very good. You are brilliant. Now, take away 3 counters from the 5 counters remaining. Take away 3 counters from the 5 counters remaining. If you are left with 2, that is correct. Finally, boys and girls, take away 1 counter from the 2 remaining counters. You are left with 1 counter. You can now take away all your counters. Boys and girls, today we have talked about subtraction. You were taking away counters and leaving a few with you. Boys and girls, this lesson was very exciting, right? Yes, now I want you to repeat what we have done over and over again so that you do not forget. For your homework, take your 10 counters, take away 1 counter at a time, and then count what is left. Have your parents or your family member check if you are counting correctly. It is now time to say goodbye. This is me, your teacher, Miss Chijiri. Bye-bye.